safety from Texas. They use him in a lot of ways. They use him as you know, as a free safety. They use him as a nickel, and they use him as a corner. So we like the versatility about him. We project him as, you know, as more of a free safety because he can really run, has range on the back end. So the versatility is, we like about him. But another thing that stuck out for me about this kid was he was a good tackle. He's not a tackler, not a really a smash mouth hitter like the kid from Alabama we just drafted, Collins. But this guy is more—he's calm. And what I say, when a guy's calm in space, you know, you see some guys get in space and they miss tackles. This guy was a guy who got people down to give you another chance to play defense. So, like that about him. Our sixth round pick, Jeremy Davis, wide receiver from Connecticut. He's a big possession type receiver. He ran fast. He's a height, weight, speed guy. He ran fast, but he don't play to that time speed as much. We think he's a more of a possession receiver, first down, friendly to the quarterback kind of player. He plays inside. He plays outside. He's a big kid, has a right attitude to play on special teams. You know, guy can use his body to post people up, jump balls, good route runner. We like him like that. Our seventh round pick, Bobby Hart, guard from Florida State. Actually, he played tackle a lot, but we project him as a guard up here for us. He has played a lot of football. He's a young kid. I think he's only 20 years old. He's got a really, you know, he's got, you know, not, you know, I want to say really long arms, but he's armed at 33. He has good arm length. He's played a lot of ball at a high level of comp for Florida. You know, I see guys like that. It's a skill set. We see him every Sunday playing the National Football League. So, but we do think he's a guard, not a tackle. Any questions?
Overall, what did you think about your draft?
Well, we think we picked good players, and obviously you don't know until you get them out there and let them play. But we feel good about this draft class and some talented football players. I think we got some tough players. We've got some players, some athletes, some talent. So we like it.
I know this is not the way you draft, but you did fill some pretty obvious needs with especially your first couple of picks. Is that a good feeling when you come out of a draft? You know there were holes and you plugged guys in?
Well, yeah. You know, we try to tie that together. You know, we were all about the best player available, but we try to tie in, you know, need with value as well. We definitely cognizant of that, and we try to do that.
Jerry, when you were the receiver, how much do you think his injury last year kind of led to his reduction in numbers?
Yeah, that may have something to do with it, but you know, we're kind of looking at him, how he played this, you know, this past season, and you know, he's a good football player. You know, he kind of reminds you of that. I think somebody mentioned Jason Avant. I think that was a name that somebody brought up in our meeting. One of those kind of guys that, you know, can be your fourth, fifth receiver, play on special teams, has size, can be, you know, can block, good route runner, catches the ball nice.
Why the disparity between his playing speed and his combine speed?
I'm sorry?
What, there was a disparity.
Well, he ran a fast time. I think he ran 4.51, and we think he's probably more like a 4.55, 4.56, one of those kind of guys, you know. But the time, you look at the time, he's like, wow, this guy's got, you know, really good speed. He don't quite play that fast for us, you know, but he ran it, and, you know, it's on his card.
You think he's a potential gunner?
Could be a gunner. We definitely think he's a, you know, a core special teams player. You know, that's how, you know, these kind of guys get jerseys because they play on special teams on Sunday.
Did you see a difference? There's a story about Thompson out there, but something with his contacts in the second half of the year that he maybe played better. Is that something you guys saw, or is that hurt or anything like that?
No.
What is it about him that makes you think he's more of a free safety than
because,
being able to play?
Yeah, because he's not a guy that goes down in the box like Collins does. They play him back on the back end. Again, like I said, he's more of a coverage safety. He can really run. They play him, like I said, he's played corner. He plays on the slot sometimes as a nickel. He plays on the back end. We project him as a free safety. Those are the kind of guys you play on the back end, those guys that, and he's not as heavy as Collins as well.
He might have been at the top of your board, but he also said, you know, you guys were the only one that brought him in. He was surprised that he got drafted. He was almost expecting to be a free agent. when you have a guy like that, do you contemplate taking a risk even if he's at the top of your board and saying, hey, maybe we can get him in the next round, or do you guys just strictly say, hey, he's at the top of our board, let's take him?
Well, it was a position that we talked about. He was in the group of players we were talking about, the skill set that we were looking for, it fit what we wanted, and we drafted.
Doesn't sound like he's gonna come in with a chip on his shoulder.
Maybe not, you never know. Never know. He talked to you guys, he'd have a chip
That's
on his
right,
shoulder pretty
exactly.
quick.
After this conversation.
With a guy like
sounded thrilled to
Lyle Collins, this is a guy that you know was a big talk of the draft. Was this a guy with the situation is in that you guys just couldn't take a risk on him because of everything going on?
I'm just talking about our draft picks. It's not inappropriate for me to talk about Lyle Collins. We didn't draft him, and I'm not going to talk about that. Okay.
Jerry, you only have, I think it's two spots on the roster for free agents.
Well, we have some guys that we might swap out when the free agency start, you know, at the end. We're going to look at it right now and see, you know, if there's some guys on the board that we like better, some guys we have on the roster. So it could be some swap outs.
And how many people do you anticipate having at the rookie camp?
Probably between 60, 65.
Jerry, I think everyone always says, you know, at this time, they said we want to get bigger, faster, stronger. Do you think, you know, that was a real effort, you know, especially early in the draft? It seems like you got bigger and stronger. You know, the safety's big, the tackle's big, this receiver's big.
Yeah, well, we always want that. Yeah, everybody wants that. You know, big, strong, fast, tough, smart football players. Everybody wants that.
Jerry, I know you can't decide the age of the people that decide to enter the draft, but you picked a lot of fairly young players. Is that, is there any meaning to that?
We don't think that's a negative. We don't think that's a negative. We think that, you know, guys, you know, they're developing and you can teach them, you know, as they go and grow and mature. That's not a negative for us.
So
Michael Strahan was 20.
It's a positive?
We think that's a positive. The kids are, you know, 20 years old. If the guy's 25, that's more of a negative than a 20-year-old.
Because he's less malleable to what you guys do, your system-wise, scheme-wise?
Say again?
Like, if you draft someone older, or do you consider them less able to adapt to what you guys are doing?
Not necessarily, you know, but, you know, you're 25, you're almost out of the league, you know. You come in here 25 years old. You're almost gone. You're 20 years old.
So it's just a lower upside, basically. Lower ceiling.
Yeah. Doesn't fit everything quite that nice, like you said it, but we'd rather have a 20-year-old than a 25, I think.